Good morning, my Walking with Jesus friends. Do you understand the power of encouragement? When I was in college a few years ago, I played on a sports team, and we were very encouraged by the cheerleaders. In fact, I married one of them, and she is still very encouraging to this day. Who are those people in your life who encourage you, and who would say you are an encourager to them? Do you know this powerful verse in the Bible? Let not any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Ephesians 4, verse 29. Can that be said of you, my friends? Let's rejoin King Asa and his victorious army as they are returning home after experiencing the power of God in battle. Yesterday, we watched as the prophet of God named Azariah stopped the victory march to give King Asa some important and very encouraging news from God. That encouraging message motivated Asa to take action, very important action. The record says, when Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Azariah the prophet, he took courage. He removed the detestable idols from the whole land of Judah and Benjamin. He repaired the altar that was in front of the portico of the Lord's temple. 2 Chronicles chapter 15. Now we might say, wait a minute, that sounds like religious work, not the work of the king of the land. Oh, but that's the point here, my friends, and an important lesson about leadership, and not only governance leadership, but all leadership. From God's perspective, leadership is first and foremost about creating and sustaining a culture of integrity, morality, and ethics, a God-honoring culture. And that is true in business, healthcare, education, politics, and the home. God had made it clear the king's first responsibility was to guide the nation of Israel in living as a people honoring to God. From that priority, if achieved well, then everything else in society would flow well. If that first priority was dysfunctional, then every other aspect of society would eventually be dysfunctional. History has proven that to be very true. So King Asa was taking the action to accomplish his first priority as king of God's people. Now watch this, friends, for the next verse tells us how the people responded to this type of God-honoring leadership from their king. Then Asa assembled all Judah and Benjamin and the people from Ephraim, Manasseh, and Simeon who had settled among them, for large numbers had come over to him from Israel when they saw that the Lord was with Asa. 2 Chronicles 15, verse 9. God-honoring leadership, which results in a God-honoring culture, is very attractive. People will leave their job and seek employment with a God-honoring boss. In this case, many people were actually relocating, selling their homes and moving from the northern kingdom of Israel and moving to the southern kingdom of Judah because they could see the difference in a God-honoring king and society. Can you imagine that? Well, yes, we can, because it happens all the time around our world, even today. I noticed something very interesting as 2 Chronicles outlines some of the details of how King Asa accomplished this change of society. King Asa had a problem, a family problem. His grandmother, Micah, was the daughter of King David's rebellious son, Abishalom, or Absalom. She was an evil woman, an idol worshiper, and she mocked the God of Israel. But evidently, years before Asa became king, she had been given some type of royal position, and Micah was referred to as Queen Mother. But now, as part of King Asa's cleansing of the land, both the records of 1 Kings 15 and 2 Chronicles 15 tell us King Asa deposed his grandmother Micah from her position as Queen Mother, because she had made a repulsive image for the worship of Ashtoreth. Asa cut it down, broke it up, and burned it in the Kidron Valley. Asa's heart was fully committed to the Lord. Now that takes courage, would you agree, my friends? Boldly standing up against family members who reject God, who mock God, especially if they are influential members of the family, that requires special courage. And that's exactly what Asa did. So significant was this society cleansing work of Asa that one powerful verse summarizes God's response. There was no more war until the 35th year of Asa's reign. 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 19. Now, my friends, if you know much about the long-term history of the Middle East, and especially the antagonism toward Israel, a 35-year stretch of peaceful living is quite remarkable. Peace, at least for the nation of Israel, is a work of God. Sadly, while 35 years is a nice long stretch, it didn't last longer, and tomorrow we'll take a close look at why. For today, let's welcome the peace. But let's understand the price which King Asa had to pay in leading his people to be a God-honoring people, including dealing with rebellion against God in his own family. When you and I look closely at our cities, even our families, what do we see? Now here's a worship song to help us consider these important truths about seeing our world and ourselves as God sees us, and then seeing God as he truly is in all his majesty.